Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 6th of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on Paul's encouragement to give generously. Each weekday, we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn again to Paul's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 6 to 10. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Have you ever found yourself hesitating to give generously because of a financial worry? It's a common struggle that many of us face. We worry that if we give too much, we won't have enough for ourselves. But as believers, God calls us to trust in His provision and to give with a cheerful heart. In our Bible passage for this week, Paul tells us that God always provides for us when we give generously. According to him, if you give a small amount, you will receive a small amount. However, if you give a large amount, you will receive a large amount. These verses highlight the principle of sowing and reaping. If a farmer plants a little seed, they will get a small harvest. Similarly, if someone gives only a little, they will receive less in return. However, those who give generously can expect to reap a bountiful harvest of blessings from God. But what about our worries? What if we give generously and find ourselves lacking? Paul assures us in verse 8 that God can fulfill all our needs. He says that God can bless us abundantly, providing everything we require. This will enable us to excel in every good deed at all times. Doesn't it bring comfort to know that our circumstances do not limit God? He doesn't have to abide by the constraints of our bank accounts or the uncertainties of the economy. Instead, He is a generous and faithful provider who promises to take care of His children. God challenges us to test Him and to witness the abundance of blessings He will bestow upon us. These blessings will overflow and we will struggle to find enough space to store them. When we give to God through tithes or offerings or kindness, we recognize that He owns our lives and our money. God promises to bless us abundantly, meeting our needs and multiplying our resources so we can bless others. So let's let go of financial worry and trust in God's generosity. Don't let the fear of lack rob you of the joy and the blessings that come from giving. Instead, ask God to meet your financial needs today and have faith that He will provide. Remember, God's generosity knows no bounds. When we give happily and have faith in God's provision, we allow ourselves to receive blessings as generous givers. So let go of worry and embrace the joy of giving instead. As you think more deeply about these thoughts today, this question may help you. How can you develop a generous and trusting heart towards God's provision, even when you're worried about money? And I hope to see you back here tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we look at the attitude of giving to God.
Thank you. If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.